This is a repeat broadcast of Scorecard Scribblings. Hasn't seen everything in sports, but sometimes he acts like it, and his guests probably have. Now, the host of Scorecard Scribblings, your sports guy, Brent Weber.
It's Scorecard Scribblings, Brent Weber, your host, with Ryan O'Callaghan, NFL product, NFL player, now a soon-to-be author, and also an advocate, and we'll talk about all of those things today on Scorecard Scribblings. But my first question always has to be a football question, because it's been a couple of years now since you had to go to training camp. But midsummer camp coming up, if you were still in the NFL training, where would you be right now? What would you be doing?
Oh, gosh. So every year, the first day of training camp, we had to do a conditioning test. It's changed now with the new union rules, but back then we had to do three sets of 10-40s under each group of – each position group had to do a certain time, and it was not easy. So I would be training for that nonstop. You typically do your weight training and all that, but a specific test like that you have to train specifically for, because big guys like me aren't used to – 40 yards, let alone, sets of them.
And shortly thereafter, this time of year, I have covered enough training camps to see. I can't imagine in the best shape of my life what NFL preseason training camp is like, because you guys don't, I don't remember where the Patriots train, but nobody trains in the coolness of, upper New York State or something that time of year. You're training in the heat, and if it doesn't kill you, I guess you make it to the season.
Yeah, exactly. And the Patriots' philosophy was, they're going to throw everything at you in practice, so when game time comes, it's easy and it comes natural. And that was, that was the truth. They threw everything at us. And during training camp, they ended up moving camp at home. So they did it all at the facility, which is at the stadium. And that worked out well for fans, because they had bleachers all around the field. We could use our home locker room. And it's good to be in a familiar place, and it avoided distractions.
Yeah. Now, then you started with the Patriots, obviously, drafted out of Cal. And, that's like top of the football world, right? Then you wind up, but you had early injury in your career. I know an injury's, if you're a lineman in the National Football League, to be around for a half dozen seasons, that's what, twice probably the average for that position. So you have to feel good about that, and you wind up in Kansas City after New England.
Yeah, so the Patriots drafted me, third pick, fifth round in 06. I ended up playing there for 3 years. I started my rookie year. Before the draft, I had four shoulder surgeries and multiple concussions and other things. So I was kind of lucky from the beginning. And landing in New England was the best thing that could have happened to me for my career, just the how they teach you to play and what, they really do prepare you for the NFL, unlike a lot of teams. When I went to Kansas City, so the general manager in New England who drafted me, took the job in Kansas City, brought me over.
Mm-hmm.
He did what he thought was the right thing by hiring Todd Haley, who had the pedigree of Bill Parcells, and I get to Kansas City, and it was a totally different atmosphere.
Wow.
Within the first week, you could tell, we're not in New England anymore. and the record showed that.
Yeah. And we can get into this in the book, but it just brings me to that was like a pivotal point in your life, too, because I know you went through some difficult emotional times. I guess I'm kind of jumping ahead in the story a little bit, but, in the football story, people – this is one of my experiential things, why I'm not one of those sports guys who likes to just rip on people that he's never met and things like that, and that's probably why I'm not a popular sportscaster in the world, but that's the human element of it. Imagine you have a job and you go somewhere feeling like you're going to be still on top of the world, you're feeling positive, you get there, and it's not anything that you thought it was going to be. Sure, the job itself, if you're allowed to do it, but there's life, there's environment, there's friends and family, and you know, you can get down, and you went through one of those periods, and I'm sure you write about it in the book.
Yeah, I mean, football, reality of it, after college, it is just a job, just like baseball, pro soccer, anything. It's just a job. You have your personal life, which for anyone, that's, you know, that consumes your life. And I had my own set of challenges I was going through. You know, when I got released from New England, for a couple of days, I didn't know what the heck was going on. I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. And then, you know, I ended up in Kansas City. So, you know, that was a take a deep breath moment. Mm-hmm. And everything was going to be okay. But, you know, like you said, I was going through my own challenges, fighting my own little inner demons, trying to hide and suppress who I was, which was absolutely exhausting. And I on top of the injuries, I feel like I'm lucky to, you know, I played as long as I did with everything, you know, I had going on.
For those who don't know, you're an out gay former NFL player, but, you know, still shocking to people who've not really gone out in the real world and met people who are different from you.
Yeah, so I'm one of, Jeff Rohr just came out recently, but there's Jeff, Ezra, me, Dave Coppé, and Wade. So, you know, there's only a handful of us that are out, but I can promise you there's guys on every team. I hear from them all the time.
Yeah.
Some of your favorite players, best in the league, are closeted. Mm-hmm. So don't fool yourself thinking that they're not. You know, maybe the day will come, hopefully sooner than later, that guys feel comfortable enough to be themselves. The NFL is starting to do more and more to encourage guys to feel comfortable. You know, I was just in New York with the NFL. They had World Pride, which is the Pride Parade in New York, and the NFL had a float. They invited all the players and front office staff, and we even had some straight players that showed up on the float just to show their support. You know, so the NFL's doing their part, being careful not to alienate fans who may not be allies, which I totally understand. I mean, not everyone may understand that, but you know, we're all kind of trying to do our part to make it, at least the NFL, a more welcoming place so people can feel comfortable to be themselves.
Sure, because there's also going to be the same percentage of fans who are gay and maybe closeted, and so in that way, you're born into having to be a spokesman for your sexuality, which as a heterosexual man, I can't even imagine how difficult that would be. But you have to. You're there. Well, you could go hide, but you haven't chosen not to stay hidden.
Yeah. So I hid for 29 years when I was playing, and then, you know, I came out to family, but then I waited, almost 4 years to say anything publicly. You know, I spent 29 years hating myself.
Yeah.
You know, it took a little time for me to, one, learn to love myself and then get comfortable. You know, I knew as soon as I put myself out there publicly that people would reach out to me, you know, for advice or just to, so when they can relate to. And I wasn't in any position to give anyone advice when I first came out.
Sure.
But I'm happy to be that guy now. And that's basically what I do now. Since I retired from the NFL, I started a charity, the Ryan O'Callaghan Foundation. It's ROFDN.org. And the purpose of my charity is to give scholarships and support to LGBT students, primarily athletes. Just depends who applies for the scholarship.
Sure.
Everything I do now is for the charity. Corporations hire me to come speak. I do diversity consulting for big corporations. Levi's has hopped on board, giving me a grant. Nike, NFL, Boston Scientific.
Mm-hmm.
It's going really well so far.
Good.
It's been overwhelmingly positive feedback. So I'm going to see how far that goes. And like you mentioned earlier, I wrote a book. And once again, every cent of my profit is going to my charity.
Right.
So, you know, the goal is to see how big the charity can get and kind of take it from there.
All right, well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Ryan O'Callaghan about the Ryan O'Callaghan Foundation. We can talk more football. We can talk more Cal. And definitely want to learn a little bit more about the book and when people will be able to get their hands on that. You're listening to Scorecard Scribblings. Stay with us.
There's no time for the corner boys down in the street making all that noise. No one, no holes on my baby to the carnival, and I'll take you all over us.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations, is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love, all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalennikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
A pastor was arrested in Spokane, Washington, after trying to enter a public library to observe a nationwide event known as Drag Queen Story Hour. Well, the police somehow discerned those not supportive of the event and ordered them across the street while facilitating supporters' entrance to the public library. When the pastor asserted his First Amendment rights, he was arrested. After his release from jail, he contacted Pacific Justice Institute's Washington attorney, Jorge Ramos, who has successfully defended, persecuted, and prosecuted ministers in the past. Needless to say, PJI will contest this viewpoint-based discrimination.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Stephen P. with 5 Stars writes, "These guys are the best. If you're thinking of getting satellite in Northern California, call these guys. They're very nice and local, so you will get way better service than calling the corporate people. I worked with Doug, the owner, and I felt like I had a new friend when it was all said and done. I've had friends that have used B&T in the past, and on the strength of their recommendations, I became their customer. So this review is more like 5 people's reviews. Good people. Call them."
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is a repeat broadcast of Scorecard Scribblings.
The blue shoots up to the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck.
Scorecard Scribblings. I'm Brent Weber with Ryan O'Callaghan, former NFL star, product of Enterprise High School. Some pretty good football players have come out of there.
Yeah, we're, luckily we've had, Izzy Matthews went to Colorado State. He's done well. He got invited to a camp. Enterprise is going through a rebuilding time right now with their football program. I was happy that the Kevin Green, he's the vice principal there, and he's in charge of athletics. He asked me to come sit on the panel when it came time to hire a new football coach. So I appreciated that. I mean, he was smart to know that I know what a good coach looks like.
Yeah.
So I was happy to give my 2 cents. And, Chris has got the reins of the team
Chris
now.
Chris Combs, right?
Chris Combs has the reins of the team now. And, he's making the most out of what he's got there. And I know they're always looking for good coaches.
Yeah.
So good assistant coaches. So if you're hiding out there.
Well, and for you, that's not your that's not your path, right? I mean,
no.
you got your fill in a sense. Doesn't mean you can't love high school football or cheer for Cal, but it's not uncommon for the mystery to be effaced once you spend a half dozen years in it as a business.
Yeah, I mean, I played 4 years in high school, I played 5 years in college, and then 6 years in the NFL. That's a lot of football.
Yeah,
it has a way of consuming your life in a way. And, when I was done, I was done.
Yeah.
I respect, what guys do on the team and what it takes to get there. I obviously know what it takes. And I respect the passion that a lot of guys have. But, there's a common misconception. You don't have to love what you do.
Right.
Especially when it comes to football.
Yeah.
I love game day, but that's about it. The rest of the time, football for me was just a cover for my sexuality. So,
you spent some time trying to be macho, man.
I spent a lot of time. I killed a few deer, a few turkey, a bunch of ducks. I chewed a lot of tobacco. I gained a lot of weight. I wasn't in my right mind. I thought it was an end of the world scenario if anyone ever found out about me, and that couldn't have been any further from the truth. Looking back now, kind of laugh at how ridiculous I was. But I'm happy to say it's all been good now.
Yeah, and God, you hate to say there'll come a time when ... because it's not I don't even know that it's a single generational thing, as opposed to, I compare it to literacy, these kinds of things that can change in a single generation almost. In America anyway, in our culture anyway, it's more acceptance than ever because of more understanding and more education than ever, yet
yeah.
We still have, that's not a majority, that's not across the board necessarily. So how do you live with that going, it may not get where it needs to be in my lifetime, and you're still, mid-30s, a young guy.
Yeah. You're right. Not everyone understands it, but, education is important. It's okay to ask questions if you want to learn something. I always say just be respectful, watch what you say, and, open your ears a little bit and hear some people out. I mean, I'm happy to have a conversation with anyone that wants to learn something. And it's tough, though. Overwhelmingly, Americans are supportive of LGBT rights. There are still 30-something states where there aren't basic protections. I mean, I could still get fired just because of who I love, or denied housing, or any of the basic things that most people have. I know some people confuse, getting equal rights with having more rights, where,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not a piece of pie. I just want my slice. I'm not taking anything away from you. I just want the same.
Right.
We'll get there as a country. It'll happen.
The pain you go through as someone who's having to hide who they are emotionally, you went through pain dating back to what? High school even? Shoulder? Take me through the injuries, and because, I don't want to say that's common. It's not necessarily common to still get drafted in the third round after having all those shoulder injuries.
Yeah, so I made it through high school pretty much unscathed. The competition in the North State isn't quite what it is.
Not as many big guys.
There's not as many big guys, and quite honestly, I had it pretty easy when I was in high school, just being better than everyone. I went down to the camp at Cal pretty early. I guess I was a junior.
Reality check.
That was a major reality check. I was going up against guys from L.A., and I learned pretty quickly that, you know, everyone doesn't play football like they do in Reading, so I had to get my stuff together. But I did well in that camp. I was offered a scholarship the day I got home.
Nice.
Now that turned into, I think, 20-something offers, mm-hmm. you know, a year later. But I stuck with Cal. So, you know, like I said, high school I didn't really get injured much. College was a different story. I ended up fracturing my left hand, and then something happened where my shoulders got really weak for some reason. I think it might have been like the Olympic lifting that strength coach had us trying to do, just throwing a bunch of weight over your head. You don't need to do that. You just bench squat, do the basic things. You don't need to be power cleaning and snatching and all that. But so I ended up tearing my left shoulder and then my right and then my left. And by the end of college, I had 4 shoulder surgeries. I messed up my left knee. And so, yeah, I was still able to get drafted, luckily. In my second year in the NFL, my first year in the NFL, I Urlacher nailed me in the side of the head, and I swear,
not funny,
but my left ear touched my shoulder, and I was out, like I was blacked out, I couldn't feel anything, and so that caused me to hit the sidelines, hit the bench for I think 5 weeks. Then I came back. I was, you know, after you get hit like that and you get knocked out cold, and you know it. You think about that a little bit. By the next season, I was good. Then I tore my shoulder again.
Mm-hmm.
Then I played another year for New England, got healthy. I was doing good. I was the backup, but we made the Super Bowl. That was the undefeated year
mm-hmm.
until the Super Bowl. So I got a nice big loser's ring for that.
But, man.
It's still a ring. and then I went over to Kansas City, started, did really well there, and then tore my left groin. I got hit in the side. I did like a half split.
Yeah.
That's not good when you're not expecting it. And then, then I tore my shoulder again. But a lot of people don't realize the NFL, we have to file work comp like anyone else.
Right.
It's a normal job.
Right. No guarantees in the NFL.
Oh, none whatsoever. You get injured and you end up in IR. A lot of guys have split contracts, so you immediately get half your pay, no bonuses. Everyone's different, but.
Right.
So, yeah, we have to file work comp, so I had to do that. And luckily, with a good attorney, I went through the process. There's a bunch of different stages, and
mm-hmm.
They're taking care of me.
Good. I mean, it is a solvent entity.
Yeah.
And you have a good relationship with the NFL in
yeah.
being able to speak out at NFL events and,
yeah.
and so on.
Yeah. I've since I retired, Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, has been awesome. He called me from Israel when he heard my story and invited me out to New England, took me for a ride in his helicopter. He's been awesome supporting my charity. And then Roger Goodell reached out, and I've met with him.
Good.
He's a great guy. Actually, his brother's gay.
Yeah.
And his brother's been married for like 30 years. And Roger's, I know a lot of different people have a lot of different opinions about him, but you know, you have to look at it from, you know, he's answering to 32 owners trying
to... Very wealthy men, usually.
Very much so, and he gets compensated pretty good
yeah.
himself, but, he's got a lot going on, but, Roger's been an ally of mine. I'd still like him to do more outreach.
Yeah, sure.
He's in a tough position, which I get that, you know, I had chatted with him, and we were going to do some more stuff, and... Then everything with Colin Kaepernick happened, and
mm-hmm.
that kind of snowballed into what everyone knows.
It's focused on.
Yeah.
For some reason. I guess it's important, but...
It's important, but it kind of it got out of hand.
Yeah.
And the NFL has to walk a fine line there between being seen as activists and
mm-hmm.
Supporting their players and everything. So, you know, a few of the little plans that we had talked about, it got sidelined for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFL will do more. They just hosted a big thing out at the Super Bowl I went to, and that was a lot of fun. Helped out a bunch of kids, and I look forward to doing more of them in the future.
You know, we're coming off of literally one of the world's biggest stages for athletics, and another local person who's gay, Megan Rapinoe, at the center of that, and she's fierce. She is a fierce, not just competitor, but woman. Do you know Megan, and have you guys talked about any of this stuff?
You know, I haven't. I don't remember ever meeting Megan. So we both got inducted in the Shasta County Hall of Fame at the same time. She was on the professional team playing soccer, so she sent in a video saying how thankful she was, and so I haven't had a chance to meet Megan. I've met her mom quite a few times. I go to Jack's, and mom's a very, very, very nice lady and has a lot to be proud of. And but Megan is an awesome athlete. She, you know, you could put the political stuff aside, just look at her accomplishments. That's, you know, she focused on soccer. She made the absolute, and whatever you believe about her stance and what, you know, what she said, it takes a lot of courage to stand up and say something that's not entirely popular, especially in your hometown. Now, I've read some of the comments online about from the local news station, people saying about her, and you know, it's a shame that you know you can say what you want politically, but all the gay bashing and calling her a man and all that. I mean, come on, that's totally uncalled for, and you know, I think people need to just grow up a little bit.
Enjoy the game.
It was an awesome game. And it's hard to say that about soccer for me because, you know, a couple hours of let's score already. But, you know, what those ladies were able to accomplish is nothing short of amazing. And they're so much better than the guys' team. I'm all for, you know, giving them a little better bonus. Bottom line is, though, their union needs to step up and get them a better deal, because that's really what the problem is.
Yeah. Well, we're talking to Ryan O'Callaghan. Going to take another break. Up next, we'll talk about the foundation, and then I do want to talk about the book, and it's just a pleasure to have a chance to talk to the former NFL star and now outspoken advocate on behalf of people just like himself, and we'll talk more about all of that when we return on Scorecard Scribbling. Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Reading. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is a repeat broadcast of Scorecard Scribblings.
I'm Brett Weber, back to Scorecard Scribblings with Ryan O'Callaghan. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can find out more about my show at scorecardscribblings.com. Also, KCNR has a link to future live broadcasts, and also episodes of this show should be on there. We're talking to Ryan O'Callaghan, who played a half dozen seasons in the National Football League and is, in a sense, I'm not being too hokey, but based on the, we're going to get to the book in a minute, but My Life on the Line is the title of the book, How the NFL Damn Near Killed Me and Ended Up Saving My Life. So, in a sense, it's fair to say life began after the National Football League for you. And a big part of that today is the Ryan O'Callaghan Foundation. Foundations sometimes can be, people overlook what they can do, and you can't really fly under the radar with a foundation because you need support, because there still aren't that many organizations doing what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, as far as LGBT charities, there are quite a few, but not geared toward scholarship, specifically towards athletes. And a lot of people don't realize that, my coming out story to family and everything was similar but different than most. I came out much later in life. Mm-hmm. I could take care of myself. But there's so many kids these days that come out, 15, 16, 17 years old, and their family kicks them out of the house, yeah. Which... life for me, I won't understand that, but they still need to get on with life and they want to go to college. And well, college is so expensive these days, you need financial assistance. And whether your parents love you and support you or not, when you apply for assistance, you have to put your family and their income and everything on there, mm-hmm. even though
they may not
they
support,
don't
you at all.
Support you or love you. So that keeps a lot of LGBT kids from getting the assistance they need to go to school. So I'm trying to help fill that void, like I said, primarily with athletes, but sure. LGBT students in general. So I'm doing my part. Trying to raise money is quite the hustle. hopefully sales from the book will help that. I plan on getting a few more corporate. I would love to build the foundation up to a point where, I have a nice endowment going, mm-hmm. and then I can just keep it surviving off that. You know, a lot of charities have a board that they pay a bunch of money to and everything else. My charity, no one makes a penny. No one on the board. I don't make a penny from it. Nobody makes a penny from it. It all goes towards scholarships, support, going to different events and speaking and outreach. And I'm proud of that. I'm lucky to where I don't need to earn, you know, money on the side. So I'm able to do things like this.
So you were able to. I mean, I'm guessing you're. Okay, I'm going to make a supposition.
Okay.
That you went to Berkeley, so you're a smart guy.
Yeah.
But even smart guys come out of a pro career and don't have two nickels to rub together. You avoided that tragedy, right?
Well,
2 cents.
2 cents. Yeah. I mean, my once again, my career and story is a bit different. You know, for me, football was only a cover, and I was able to make quite a bit of money. I made, you know, something like $4 million, $5 million when I was in the NFL. You know, take away half for taxes and your agent and everything else, but it's still a lot of money. And but I was so blind to the world around me and just trying to do ridiculous things so people would talk about that instead of, you know, assuming that I may be gay or whatever. And for whatever reason, I was always paranoid and thought that I was going to be out at any minute. You know, so I did a lot of ridiculous things that today I look back and I think, man, that
cost you.
That cost me. That was pretty dumb. And towards the end, you know, my story, I never planned on coming out. I planned on playing football until I couldn't play anymore. And quite honestly, I planned on killing myself.
Yeah.
So when I knew my career was coming to an end after that last injury I had, I knew I couldn't play anymore. I'd lost my feet because of my groin. And I started spending most of the money. And I was trying to put myself in the worst possible position to back out of my plan. Now I was fortunate that I had a financial guy who was stocking money away in 401k. So I was lucky that, you know, I've got that chunk waiting there. And I had some good assets, property out there that in the end I was able to sell. So right now, you know, I'm in a good position.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been a lot better,
mm-hmm.
but I'm fortunate for what I do have.
So despite yourself, some good decisions were made on your behalf.
Yeah,
you made a few good choices, right?
Yeah, despite the disaster that I was causing, inflicting on myself, I still came out, you know, floating on top of the water. So
my life on the line, Ryan O'Callaghan, how the NFL damn near killed me and ended up saving my life, and Sid Ziegler.
Yeah, so Sid is my ghostwriter. Sid deserves a lot of credit. Yeah, I don't know how many people have written a book out there, but if you do it with a co-author, they do a lot of work. Now, obviously, I was heavily involved in this, but he did the actual writing of it. Now, I told him what to write and all that, mm-hmm. but it was Sid who really, you know, put the pen to paper and took care of it. Sid is the co-founder of OutSports, which is the largest LGBT publication online, sports publication. And Sid and his website are responsible for, I'll say hundreds, I mean, at least 100 other athletes telling their story in one way or another, on mm-hmm. different levels, too.
Sure. It's not it's not a TMZ outing website.
No.
It's.
No. So Sid's done a lot of good for the community, and him and his husband's a dentist. They live down in West Hollywood in the hills, and mm-hmm. they're a lot of fun. They're great people.
So, I don't think my life is anywhere near as difficult as yours, but I did write a book, and that's where the title of my show comes from. That is a shameless plug, isn't it? Scorecard Dribblings.
Yeah, okay. I'm learning to do that too.
Shameless plugs, right? But there is something cathartic about it. Almost, it can be therapeutic, but it is also painful to say out loud to someone else your feelings on, you mentioned to me, you plan to kill yourself when football's over. That stuff's in here.
Yeah, that's all in there. Everything in the book is absolutely true. Now, I left some things out just to protect individuals, and I'm not trying to out anyone or just protect some people's privacy.
Sure.
You know, I'm not in the business of ruining anyone's life, so I avoided that. Now, there's plenty of stuff in the book that'll raise some eyebrows and probably make the ticker on ESPN. You know, I wrote about one of my coaches who used to come get painkillers from me. No, I didn't
right.
I didn't put his name in there.
Right. He knows who he is.
Because that would end his career. But, right. Yeah, I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security. I got this on you, you know. Mm-hmm. But obviously I never, if I wanted to get back or anything, I would have put his name in there. Right. But, I told the story. There's chapter 19 in there is about what happened between me and Aaron Rodgers and kind of what happened with our friendship. And there's quite a few little nuggets in there.
Running chapter 19.
Yeah, that'll get some attention. But I was fortunate to get some great people behind the book, like Congressman Kennedy. I got to know Joe Kennedy. So he was roommates with Jason Collins, who was an out NBA player at Stanford. Jason introduced me to Congressman Kennedy, and so I've gotten to know Joe pretty well over the last few years. He had me out to Boston, chilling around D.C., and which is awesome.
Get a tour of D.C. with the Kennedy?
Yeah, with the Kennedy. with his staff and all that is pretty awesome. Joe was, or Congressman Kennedy was nice enough to write the quote for the front of my book. I also had Sarah Spain, she's a ESPN host, and Peter King, he does NBC Sports for the NFL, and Chris Cloury, who was a punter for the Vikings. He's an ally. He's straight, married, kids, great guy, but he's kind of been outspoken on the topic just because he had I think it was a teammate that came out vocally opposed to it for no good reason, and he was just like,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Get yourself together and live your life.
I want to hear a few more stories. You may too as well. So let's take one last break and then come back more with Ryan O'Callaghan. The book, by the way, My Life on the Line, How the NFL Damn Near Killed Me and Ended Up Saving My Life. And this was not part of the book tour. I asked Ryan to come on before that. I'm just excited that we're able to talk about that. We'll be right back with more Scorecard Scribblings in just a moment.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us this summer for Maker Wednesdays with drop-in activities designed for all ages to make, create, collaborate, and discover something new. Bring your preschooler for our Little Explorers program every Thursday at 10 a.m. Turtle Bay also offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month. Turtle Bay's ongoing education programs are included with admission and always free for members. Visit turtlebay.org for upcoming events.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is a repeat broadcast of Scorecard Scribblings.
We're wrapping up on Scorecard Scribblings with Ryan O'Callaghan. Enterprise Hornet, right?
Yep. Class of 01.
Class of 01. Who was your college coach at Cal?
So his name was Tom Homo. He is, I still laugh when I say that name. But he, he's been the athletic director of BYU now for... gosh, like 10 years or so.
He followed Marucci, right? Or was it a couple guys after that?
I believe so. Well, Coach Homo had played safety for the Niners.
Right.
Back in the day. And then he did the coaching thing, got to Cal. Didn't do too good there. I think my first year there was 1-10.
Yeah.
And then Jeff Tedford came, took the head coaching job. He was there for the remainder of my college career. And we did really well. We were number 3 in the nation at one point. But we had Marshawn Lynch and Forsett and Rogers. And we had a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shasta County Sports Hall of Famer as well. And that's neat, you know. Hey, this is home. I'm not in my home Hall of Fame. That's a neat thing.
Yeah. Anyone that wants to put me in something like that, I'm honored. I got the Enterprise Hall of Fame, the Shasta County Hall of Fame. I just hope that there's a lot more, people to follow that are getting out there. I think schools and colleges are finally recognizing the North State's got some athletes and other people are getting attention. And, what I've been able to do and Megan and even Ricky Ray up in Canada. Yeah. And, there's been quite a few of us. There are good athletes up here, but the competition isn't there where you get the attention that schools in big cities do.
Right.
There's quite a few disadvantages to living up here.
Sure. And I mean, for you, this is home to me now, too, and this has been home for your life. And, people who are my daughter's an actress, I told you, she travels. A home base is really important. And for you, we have one big thing in common, our dogs. We love our dogs.
Yep.
You got family to take care of them because you might be in D.C. this weekend and you might be, as you said, and God knows where next week.
Yeah, so I moved back to Reading after I retired to get my life together, quite honestly. And it's been together now for quite a bit. But I've got a couple older dogs, and I travel quite a bit. And my parents are awesome that they love watching after my dogs. I know there's dog sitters in every town.
Yeah, whatever. That's not the same.
But, but as soon as my dogs pass away, I plan on moving, getting out of Reading, going to a more populated area. Because I do travel a lot. I mean, I've been to New York twice in the last month. I go there for a week next month, and then Boston and D.C. and then Minneapolis. So I'm on the road a lot.
I've already seen the stuff. Just your friendship and tenuous moments with Aaron Rodgers is going to get a lot of attention. And you guys go back a long way, but you've hit a rocky patch as friends.
Yeah, we obviously know each other. Growing up, he went to PV, and then we went to Cal together after he came over from Butte. And we were friends all through the NFL, and then I'd go out there every year, even the off season. He came up here, up to Reading, and stayed at my parents' house when we were both in the NFL. We went out to the lake, and after I came out, initially things were fine, and then Aaron had some stuff going on in his own life that led to him not talking to me anymore. I get into much more detail in the book.
It's a better place for it to get into it than here. But
long story short, we haven't talked in 6 years.
No, maybe that. And, you know, hey, there's time for that to change. You're both very young men. And, you know, and that's what old friendships sometimes do come back around that way. The book is not out yet, right?
Yeah, so the book is available for pre-order at all major booksellers. And it comes out September 3rd of this year. I don't have any signings planned in Reading yet. You know, my publicist and publisher are taking care of the big markets now. But I will be coming back to Reading sometime in the fall. Probably do something at Barnes & Noble. Because all the Barnes & Nobles will have the book. So, yeah, I'll be doing something here at home. I hope people will come on out, have a chat, get a copy. It'll be good.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to reading it. I can't take his copy here, though, because it's the only one.
It's the only one I have right now, but I'll get you one at the end of the week.
No problem. No problem at all. Any events coming up that support the foundation yet, that people can tune into or anything? Or should we just check the website for that? Are you on Facebook and Twitter?
So my foundation, we just started a Facebook page. I just got to the point where I hired a marketing guy. So I got a Facebook page up and going. Hopefully that donate button will be up there soon. Okay. The website's a great place. That's not updated with different events.
It's relatively new.
It's all relatively new. But the best way to support the charity now is direct donation on rofdn.org or purchasing the book. But, you know, I have a little speech coming up in Chico here in October. And then a lot of the speeches are more corporate stuff. So like I said, I go out to Minneapolis. Boston Scientific is a big medical device company. They're having me out there to do a presentation.
Do those wind up being centered around being you coming out, you being a gay man, or are those more... Football, what are you working on?
So it's different. Everyone's different. So Levi's had me out to their headquarters. They had a new year of their healthcare benefits coming out, and they were trying to encourage their employees to use the mental health benefits to help remove the stigma of going and talking to someone. There's nothing wrong with going and talking to a therapist. I still do every month.
Right.
I don't think I need to, but it's just healthy to.
You did need to at one time.
I didn't. I needed to at one time, and you know that's part of what saved my life, but... At this point, you know, I feel like I'm just fine, but I still go talk to someone. So Levi's had me out to try to tell my story and then talk about the importance of seeking professional help. Or even if you don't think you need it, just go talk to someone. It feels good. So every corporation is different. Boston Scientific, they have an employee resource group. So they're paying my foundation to have me come out. So more or less, it's telling my story. But I'm also going to start getting into more like diversity consulting for a big corporation, which is very popular these days, just with the political atmosphere and everything going on. But yeah, it all greatly benefits my my foundation.
So people can find links. They shouldn't be afraid if they're a small organization, right?
Yeah.
Small or large, they can find info on your Facebook or on the foundation to try to reach out to you.
Yep, absolutely.
Great. Ryan O'Callaghan, we have to do this again, man.
All right, for sure.
It was a real honor, real pleasure. Thank you for writing this book. I'm looking forward to reading it. Thank you for keeping on, man. Thanks for not following your plan. I mean that honestly, and I'm sure that many, many people that are just getting to meet you and getting to know you, hopefully they're telling you that same thing, because you saving your life saves other lives today.
Absolutely.
Ryan O'Callaghan, thank you so much for joining us.
Yep.
Scorecard Scribblings, we'll see you next time. Go to the website, scorecardscribblings.com. You can go to rofdn.org to learn more about this guy. We'll see you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.